You need to turn this on, Patty?
I think it might be wrong.
That's blue.
Yep.
Welcome to the January 5th, 2022 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you have difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded for YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., Peter Nikoforakis, application of medical marijuana food processing, 1522 Alfred Road. Ray and Sandra Bernia, application to fill man-made pond, 5 Alewife Road. Bonnie Beg Land Development, LLC, application for contract, 382 Goodwin's Mills Road, review and approve minutes, discuss amending the zoning ordinance, new business, and open issues. Okay, Mr. Nikoforakis, do you want to come down front?
Sure.
Is that how you pronounce that name?
Yeah, Nikoforakis, you got it right there.
That's how it sounds.
Looks tricky, though.
It does look tricky. So, you're looking to basically bake stuff in your
So in between, so where the shop is, there's the shop, I live above it, and then there's the room that connects, so it'd be called like a mudroom type room that connects the shop to the garage. You know, it's a 20 by 14 foot room, and then I'd like to extend it into a 10 by 10 room that connects into the garage to give us more space. And we'd just be making cookies, gummies, fruit chews, pretty basic edibles. We do all non-solvent hash oil that's extracted with ice and water. No extractions will be done on the property. It's pretty much the, you know, basics of that.
Do we have to have to go over a checklist for this?
I gave you a checklist. I think it's somewhere. I thought I put it in the notebook.
It's in the binder.
Yeah.
I must have left it out.
No, I probably took it out. I don't see it. Maybe you didn't give me one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you paid your fee, you're here. Provide two sets of mailing labels for abutters within 500 feet of the property.
I believe I do have all the surrounding properties. That's the that's in the notebook.
Okay.
That'd be under the surrounding properties tab. And then the, we just had to add in the Hillview Mini Barns because that was a new property.
Yep. Site plan. And you're not changing anything here, right? You're just going to make a kitchen in there.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a kitchen. So, just adding.
You're not changing anything outside.
Nope, nothing will be changing outside.
And the plumbing already brought in?
No, we haven't done any work yet. We're waiting for approval. It'll be a pretty easy thing. Where it is. Is like adjacent to the basement, right where the plumbing and electrical is. So we'll just be adding a three-bay sink, you know, small dishwasher, pretty typical under, you know, cabinet style. Electric stove, couple work outlets, fridge, chest freezer. Pretty basic.
So are you asking for a waiver from the site plans?
That if I can get a waiver on that.
Because usually what we have you do is write a little thing of why you want a waiver from it.
Yeah. And
so
I,
you can put it in.
I started, Patty gave me that, and I started going through that. with the written part, and then I kind of got sidetracked by 1022B, so I didn't bring my version tonight, but I remember going through all them, though.
Why would we waive a site plan?
Well, he's not changing anything outside the building. Mm. All he's doing is putting a stove and a freezer in. With probably some outlets inside.
Freebase saying a couple work outlets.
Mm. Now, you're going to need specific odor control system with this?
No, so that has to be waived. For a kitchen, we're not producing odors. There's no plants. No strong odors whatsoever from that.
Is that, do we know that?
I had an odor plan done for my grill in Sanford, and I had to have an engineer do it, and I have a kitchen there, and they didn't require me.
Right, you're not growing anything there.
Correct.
You bring stuff there to sell, and you're going to be making edibles to sell.
Yep, exactly. I'll already have my concentrated hash oil that I'll bring to the kitchen, and then we'll cook with that. And that process doesn't make, any strong odors.
So the cannabis is already processed.
Exactly. Yep.
So you're just bringing the oil in, and then you're going to be creating edibles with that.
Yep.
What kind of a license will you be getting from the state? I know there are different kinds
of... food processor's license.
Food processor's license. And that gives you license to package and sell?
Exactly, yep. You have anything except drinks, because that would be a bottling license.
Right, okay. And you sell... do you sell to other... is it a commercial selling?
Yeah, so right now my kitchen in Sanford, I'll be there for two more months before I'm out of that lease. And then, so right now I wholesale to some other shops in the state.
Okay.
And then I sell, the edibles through the shop down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we have your name and address in there.
So without a site plan, I mean... Could we expect that you would have an increase in customers coming to your store now that you're selling edibles?
No, so we've always been selling the same edibles since we've been open. This won't produce any more traffic. I have one main person that works in the kitchen and then another helper. And they'd be parking on my side of the house, the residential employee parking. So that wouldn't increase the traffic whatsoever.
So no traffic increase, no parking spaces required?
No, we won't be advertising the kitchen, no signs for the kitchen.
So basically you're just moving the kitchen
from Sanford to Lyman. Yep.
All right, so number three, the total area ground covers location of each proposed building. That hasn't changed since our last...
Yep, that hasn't changed.
So... I mean, I would think that would be included with a waiver for the site plan, but...
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, you guys think...
I think he should request a waiver from those things.
For every one of them?
Yeah.
Every single one of them? Okay.
Yeah, anything that's in the ordinance that we're not... If you're asking for a waiver, we need a written request for it.
Okay.
Or submit a copy of the plan that we had originally. That might... That would satisfy it too, but it's not changing. At least we have the plan from the previous. It'd be continuity from one permit to the next.
Okay.
If we focus on section 1022B, because that does apply.
Yeah.
Yes.
The product. Mm-hmm. And we can't vote on waivers until after the public hearing.
Right.
Right.
So. Right. I mean, number four would be in the other site plan, too, where you could ask for a waiver. And that's for a survey of the land.
Okay, yeah, that's okay.
I mean, that would be in...
Number five, all existing proposed setback dimensions. Same thing would be on the other plan.
Yeah, and actually the same plan would be the same stuff that's in there now, I believe.
Do you have it in here?
Yeah, it should be, if that's... Is there a site plan tab in there? Or
site maps.
Yeah.
site maps.
This just shows a thing. It doesn't show your buildings.
Behind that page, there's a couple pages. Yeah, you got two stuff there. So that's the inside of the kitchen, and then there's another one or two in between.
Okay, so you got some setback dimensions on here, but let me see one from the front. All right, number six, size, location, direction of all illumination of major outdoor lighting apparatus and signs.
Oh, that's going to do a waiver for that. Nothing's changing.
Nothing's changing here.
Okay, number seven, type, size, location of all incineration devices. You don't have an incinerator over there.
No.
Type, size, location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise level at the lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level at property lines. No generators there.
No loud noise.
Location, type, and size of all existing proposed catch bases, storm drainage facilities, wetland streams, and water courses, as well as utilities both above and below ground.
It's the wastewater tab on one of the tabs there. But that was nothing changed from last time.
What kind of waste would you have from that process?
Bad
batches of food? Is it?
No, not is it, even. I mean, definitely no waste water issues, you know. And,
right.
You know, any, if there was like a messed up batch
of edibles, I'm thinking.
That would just get, you know, mixed in with the regular trash and just be, and we're pretty good now where we have pretty minimal, you know, mess ups anyway, but if there is, it's just, you know,
you go into
the trash and be destroyed.
Number nine is asking more for like catch basins in the parking lot and stuff
drainage,
like that.
Yeah.
You're not changing anything out there.
No, nothing's being changed from
last
time.
That's more what number nine is asking for.
Okay. So do I do a waiver on that then? Nothing changes?
Well, you can either do a waiver or submit the old plan with it, because we accepted that plan.
Okay.
I mean, it's
make it easier on yourself. Attach the original approved plan as an attachment saying this has been approved. I'm not asking for a waiver because it's already been addressed in the original, plan.
Yeah, I'll try to find because I thought I used the same stuff, but I'll take a look.
Can you guys press that button? The audio is not working.
Which one?
Says red now.
Press it again and see.
It's blue, sort of blue here. I mean, it's blue on one side. Now it's the blue is blinking, sort of. I mean,
see if that resets it. Maybe, I think, I wonder. Maybe it
does.
Yep, he was stepping on it.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Oh, whoops.
That works.
Okay.
Next time I see you, step on them.
Okay, number 10. All existing contours propose a finished grade elevation of the portion of the site which will be altered, and the system of drains proposed to be constructed. Again, either a waiver or your old plan for that. And 11, location type, size of all curbs, sidewalk, driveway, fences, retaining walls, parking space area, etc., and the layout thereof, and you do have that in here on this one. Okay, number 12, all proposed landscaped areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises. That's kind of not applicable to this. I mean, I don't know what everybody thinks.
Yeah, but
yeah. 13. All existing proposed right-of-ways or easements and other legal restrictions that may affect the premise in question. And you have that on here. Driveway in.
But that driveway is being improved right now, isn't it?
So, from what's going on with that is when my landlord sold that piece to Hillview Mini Barn in their agreement, since there can only be one driveway.
It's going to be there right away.
Yeah, Hillview was moving it over, but that won't be active until they were telling me in the spring, in which case the existing driveway will be non-existent somehow, is my understanding.
I believe it's been improved and extended back in the property. For access to, I believe, they came in with a request for a grow facility there.
So I think that's something different. I think that's something that I haven't heard about.
Somebody
that
had asked
time.
About it, but they didn't put in an application for it. So it's kind
I think that fell through.
A moot point.
All right. Because I drive by there, and it seems like that the driveway is being extended back to that vicinity.
So my understanding was when my landlord sold that to Hillview, they wanted the driveway moved right on like the property line, so there's not like a dead wasted space in between, and Hillview is responsible for that. They started, and I think they're planning on finishing that in the spring, in which case that would be a shared driveway, from my understanding.
But so you're going to that driveway approach to your property. It seems like there's some improvement to what was just a dirt rut bearing wall to the left. And I made the assumption that it is there not construction there going on on the driveway at that location?
Yeah. So they started adding in a driveway there to start moving it, and then they put those posts in front of it with a flag so nobody turns in. And I don't think it's not complete. And what I've been told is, once it's finished in the spring, that'll be the driveway for both locations. And then the existing driveway right now, from my understanding, will have to go, since there can only be one, is what I've been told. But I'm not, that's more between my landlord and Hillview. I'm not really in the loop 100% on that.
I'm speaking of the property beyond Hillview.
Oh, beyond Hillview.
That's right.
So the where I'm at, the 1522.
Here you are. Here's Hillview. Here off to the left. It seemed to me like some improvement of that, just rut to tire track rut was being done. And I thought it was in anticipation of building the grow facility beyond that.
As far as my knowledge, no. My landlords, months ago, quite a long time ago, they talked to me about the possibility of them leasing a spot of land or something to some other people. But they mentioned that to me a couple times. I was never in the loop. As far as I knew, that fell through, and that's not a thing. But at least I haven't heard so.
You guys mind if I stop this live stream and try to restart it? Because nobody can hear anything.
No,
we can stop. Should I stop this too, Ken? We can leave it.
No, keep it. That way we have something.
Okay.
So
we shouldn't probably discuss them until we get
people.
Okay, we'll be recorded.
Oh, it's just a proposed rights of way and easements. Do you feel it's covered with this drawing he has, or? Okay.
If it's changing, we would need a new site plan, wouldn't we? If it's going to be changing.
Well, I mean,
we got to go with what's there now.
Yeah, because who knows when it could be.
So by the time we approve, that change won't be in place.
As far as my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Okay. 14. The property lines of all properties abutting the proposed development, including properties across the street or across the water body, together with tax map and lot numbers, and properties owners' names and mailing addresses on file at the town office within 10 days of the filing of the application. You did have a map in the back with that.
I've got a question. The lot 86 was originally 25.48 acres, but he split that off. And so half turned it off.
Yeah.
So it's not 25.48 acres, and the site map we have here is incorrect.
Yeah.
That's from the original.
I brought that up with Patty the other day. I was trying to get my hands on a new copy of that. Mm-hmm. When I did the original one in the front, though, I didn't think of that, though. So that's why I wrote what the original was last time we did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there should be a survey available from when they split it off to say delineate. So, yeah, we need that to be updated, I think.
Okay. Is that something I'd be get through you guys? Is that like a, or is that?
That's something your landlord should have.
Okay.
If he's the one that sold that, he should have a survey of it.
Okay. Let me write that down.
Number 15, appropriate box in each page of the plan for the signature of the planning board. That's, we're going to send them a letter stating if it was approved or not approved. So that's NA. Documentation of right, title, or interest and proposed. And we have that in here. Copy of the lease or something. So you have interest.
Letter from my landlord.
Letter from the landlord. Yeah.
That's okay. In there. Yeah. Okay.
Now, one of the things, when they did that parcel split, they rewrite the deed, extracting out the parcel that remained versus the parcels that were sold. Because if I'm reading the original deed that we have here, this is the entire parcel, which is including that which has been extracted already. So he may have said, except for the portion transferred on such and such a date to XYZ. See that a lot in deeds.
They're saying there's another deed. There should be another deed.
There should either be a corrective deed, which states that they're selling this with the exception of the partial portion that has been extracted for this sale, or a new deed written and recorded.
You have to call correctly, you have an overview coming here before us.
They have
a public.
Yes.
I got my overview came in. Didn't that applicant have the
he had a deed for the parcel that he was being conveyed, not the remaining land.
Yeah, this one's from 2011.
Yeah. Right. So we need to correct the deed or not the first deed. Outsale deed.
Yeah. 17, an on-site soils investigation report by a Maine State License Evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, proposed location, design of the subsurface disposal system. And you already have an existing septic system, and the plans in here, I saw it. 18, the type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including the physical and chemical properties, if appropriate. You're not storing anything outside. Okay. No. 19, the traffic data. The planning board may require that the application include a traffic engineering study should the project be considered one of a substantial magnitude along any of town state highways where fast-moving traffic occurs. Now, you don't plan on just increasing your business or
we're
anything?
We're not advertising the kitchen or anything.
It's just going to make it easier for you to...
Exactly, just new spot to make the stuff, yes.
So everybody's all good with 19?
Yep.
Yep. Cecile? Cecile.
Does that require a waiver, or we just...
No, that's no. Something we would impose.
We would require, have the option of requiring.
Yeah.
20, any other information or data the planning board determines is necessary to demonstrate compliance with the town, state, and federal regulations? Well, you have your list there, and maybe we make a copy of this to give you something, waivers.
Yeah.
You have that already? I gave that
to
you, right?
Oh, he already
has that? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we're to the point where you're going to have to bring in your waiver stuff and the other things we're asking for.
Yeah.
And if you think you can have it for our next meeting, which is going to be in...
19.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the schedule for that.
Do we want to go through this 1022B?
Well, if you want, we can.
Maybe just... because I found something that...
For the record, and I'm...
Yep, sure.
Yeah. That is, since this is a medical marijuana facility, we have to include this in the requirements.
Yep.
Additional requirements. Looks like you've seen that anyway, because you responded to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Medical marijuana cooperatives and medical marijuana production facilities are allowed in every zone. They shall not be located on parcel of land with a lot line located within 500 linear feet of any pre-existing.
Just go down numbers.
Generally use the requirement and take a look at what the applicant is saying in response to each one.
I didn't understand a word you said.
Sorry. Instead of reading the whole regulation, just maybe read you what is being required of each of these 13 points and take a look at what the applicant is saying in response to each of these.
Okay, well, number one says NA, locations in proper area, which is already here, so it's approved.
Right.
Pretty short.
Number two, NA, locations within the commercial/residential district. Number three, fire suppression. We will have 2 20-pound ABC fire extinguishers.
For a commercial, can you use that
kitchen? I don't know.
That's what I currently have, and I got a bigger kitchen right now. So,
is there a requirement for the fire chief to go and inspect this before it gets operational or not?
Yes.
The state license may require that.
But not for deeming it complete.
Four, there's no caregiver cultivation going on, so there'll be no plant order. We'll be making edibles with ice water extracted hash. The process is odorless and will not require carbon filters.
And that won't be processed there anyway, just to clarify that.
Now, one of the things is there's a very important word in that statement that says facilities shall submit. So I think we need a more clearly explicit request for a waiver if we're to go against that very definitive word.
Okay, so...
Just ask for a waiver.
Yeah.
So for number four, ask for a waiver?
Yeah, specifically requesting a waiver based on X, Y, Z.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Five. Currently, we have a 10-space customer parking lot. The kitchen will not add any more traffic. The 1 to 2 employees will park in the employee parking area near my home entrance.
So that's not applicable, really.
So are you having additional employees, or you're using the same that you have now?
So same kitchen ones, but they work at the spot in Sanford. So once that shuts down, they'll be
working out of the office.
Yeah, out of linemen.
Okay.
Number six, security. Cameras already cover the exterior. Once approved, I would add another camera. I think you meant add another camera.
I missed that.
Inside the kitchen, install security bars on the windows.
Mm-hmm. Well, why is that necessary?
It just makes it harder. We can smash a window quick and grab stuff. At least that to spend some time.
Get the work out a little.
Yeah, gives us some time.
Do you have bars over? I mean, don't you have existing product in there now?
So the shop is all up. The windows are all barred. Okay. So this would. There's two windows in there, so that'd be cover those.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So 7. NA says kitchen hours will be 7 a.m. to no later than 5 p.m. Number 8, NA, no signs will be added for the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Number 9, NA, there will be no drive-through window. Mm-hmm. It'd probably boost your business right up if you had one, but.
Yeah, right.
10, all kitchen work will be done inside of the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. 11, upon approval, I will have an electrician see if I will need to add any power. The only major appliance would be an electric oven, stove, fridge, and freezer, and a few work outlets. Most likely we will not have to upgrade power for this. Everybody good with that?
Yeah, do we need to, it sounds pretty obvious, but the item says if the service increases beyond 200 amps, do we need to have a...
That's for a grow facility.
Yeah. Do we need a statement from the electrician saying it won't? I mean, it sounds like it won't.
He has to meet that whether we tell him he has to meet it.
Okay.
That says he has to meet that.
Okay.
But he's not growing there, so...
You shouldn't have any issues.
Right.
And that was set up. I believe they had stuff in there before to cook with at one time. Mm. In the fridge.
Oh. But I don't know.
Most likely. But,
you mean as a residence or what?
I seem to remember going in there. It was a tractor place, and they were cooking something.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I don't know about that.
12, annual safety inspections will be conducted.
Okay.
And 13, no extractions will be done in the kitchen or on this property. And that complies with that.
Okay. Nice.
Is there anything else you want to go over tonight with them?
Good. Good. Is that the waiver request?
Yeah.
The original information with respect to the
site survey and legal description.
Well, that sounds like certainly an improvement of the property.
An update.
So,
not to say that your assessment might go up a little.
Right.
Or just rent.
Yeah,
all right, so we will schedule for the next meeting. Put you on for 7.
All right, awesome.
And hopefully you'll have all your stuff and we'll move on from there.
Sounds good.
We need to, then we'll have to eventually do a site walk, won't we?
Yeah, we will once everything's complete.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You have a great night.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Okay.
So you want to fill in the pond out there?
We do. There's a small pond man-made pond that we find is a nuisance. We'd like to fill that in.
Okay.
We have Seth McCoy that would do the work for us.
Okay.
How long have you had that pond there?
I don't know how long it's been there. I know the woman that built that house.
Yeah.
There was never a pond there before. That's where they used to have their garden.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody that bought the house after
put the pond in. And your insurance people have never told you need a fence or anything around it?
They just have put a no trespassing sign.
Ooh.
Which we did put no trespassing this past year, this fall, I think it was. There was a young girl with a couple of children that started to walk on the lawn to head to the pond to get a cup of water. And my husband told them they were trespassing. They would have to leave. So for safety reasons, and, you know, it's of no use to us. So we'd like to fill that in.
Well, what you were saying, Rod, that it's pretty deep, or it goes straight down and doesn't slope
pretty deep
or anything
on the edge.
It's not that deep, I don't think.
It used to be. I know it. Yeah. I know the guy that dug it.
Yeah. I know Seth said it would take about 800 plus or minus yards of granular fill to fill it.
Oh.
That's about all I know.
Okay.
Good size.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Like a swimming pool.
Yeah, if somebody could get in there, you know.
That's true. We're concerned about that. But it's just a nuisance and of no use.
We don't have any more history on that. We don't. All you know is the previous owner.
Yeah, there was a. She used to have a garden. The Camaries.
Okay. Wonder why they dug that.
But that pond is it needed for drainage at all? I mean.
No.
I mean, from the site or anything? I mean,
no.
Wouldn't be like a natural spring or something that would be.
No. One thing, and I don't know if Patty can address this, is that of a size small enough that it doesn't require DEP or EPA site review so that they don't find some indigenous salamander or tree frog? When I worked construction, we ran into that a couple of times, even with man-made ponds. And they kind of, one time we had to redirect the entire stream.
That would be a permit by that's what that's called. And DEP does have, they allow for up to 1/10 of an acre. So approximately 4,300 square feet.
Right.
Patty knows all
about
that.
Just don't want to have any red flags come up and stop the process.
I understand, yes.
I would think we could condition it to say if they get any required DEP permits, if there are any.
All right, well, we'll go through the mineral extraction and earth moving application checklist.
Okay, well, none of that applies to
them. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, but we got to go through the dot guys.
She should request a written waiver of that whole thing, I think, because none of it, we don't really get a lot of requests to fill.
Right.
The ordinance does, because it's over 500 cubic yards, say that you have to approve it, but.
Yeah, because there's not going to be a refueling pad there to haul it in.
Right.
There's no extent of excavation because it's all excavated. The monitoring wells, you're not going to dig down to the water. You're already at the water line. I mean, you're filling it in.
That's all designed for extraction.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you have a well in the house,
mm-hmm.
and I know they didn't get a permit to dig the pond.
Evidently.
So I don't know how close your well is, but you're filling it in. You got buildings there, but they've been there. Hey, right, she should ask for a waiver for the whole thing. There's nothing. There's no access road. You're not going to need dust control, erosion sedimentation control. No reclamation plan.
Yet any applicable main DEP permits.
It's the opposite of an excavation.
Yeah.
So, Patty's right, you should ask for a waiver for this whole thing.
Is that section 11?
Oh, this is...
This whole mineral
list. The whole mineral removal application checklist.
You got that all in one place now, don't we?
I guess the only thing that would apply would be number two.
Yeah, everything's... Right, the only thing that really would apply would be two, and just put a copy of your deed in your packet.
Okay.
That would cover that.
Okay.
I've never done a fill-in before.
This will be a first for me, too.
I don't suppose you can get any fill from some of that other work that's going on around.
Would be nice. Actually, he's working one of those properties.
Oh, is he?
Seth is, yeah.
Maybe they can recycle some of that your way.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's enough to schedule a sidewalk? Or
I think there's enough. I think everything's complete in here except for the deed. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you can get a copy of the deed
Correct.
To put on this. And
yes.
We could set a sidewalk for it. And the only other thing I'd like to see is you ask for a write a note for a waiver.
Waiver for
everything on this except for number two.
Okay, except for two.
I have this.
I did notice on the last page that you put, we are asking for a waiver for section 11. I think it should be a little more specific line item, saying not applicable due to, not applicable due to, but...
You mean for each point on here?
That we require that from other applicants?
Well, I don't think...
You can write right on that checklist. I request a waiver from all of this.
Right, that's...
Yeah, all of this and make a copy of it, scan it.
And the reason for it, I would put the reason down as you're filling it in, not digging.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to have this?
You can
take
that.
Okay, thank you. And a deed. You need the deed.
And the deed.
Copy of the deed. Yep.
And when would you guys like to do a site walk? Look at it. We'll schedule for the next meeting.
Okay.
You come here at 7. When we're done with Pete, we'll put you on after.
Okay, so that'll be, what's the
on the 19th.
The 19th? Thank you.
We have to put out a notice on that sidewalk, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we need 14 mm-hmm. days.
For 14, whatever it says in the...
Sidewalks don't require 14-day notice, but a public hearing does, I think. 10-day notice.
Is that 10 days?
10 days.
It is 10 days, Kelly.
So we could do it for 15 or the 16th. Is that here or something?
Whatever.
I'm sorry?
Makes no difference to me.
Yeah. Saturday's good for me or Sunday, I don't...
Yeah, and have it Saturday. Can we do it Saturday?
Yeah, we can do it Saturday.
That's a good time.
6 a.m.
Is there an alternate?
Are you going by yourself?
Yeah, go by myself. No, we tell you want to go down 9.
9
9
a.m. That works.
What Saturday?
The
15th.
So it's at 9.
9
a.m.
Yep.
That's a Saturday. Okay. That works. Bring your skates in case it's really cold and you have to go skating.
Yes.
I have not been on skates for probably 30 years.
I was never good either, so don't feel bad.
All right, we'll see you on the 15th at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Very much.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Thank you. You too.
Did you say the 15th?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, January 15th at 9 a.m.
Next is Mr. Winkowski. Request for contract zoning.
Ah.
actually is not here. He just typed up that document.
Oh, he did? Okay. Who we had the pleasure of talking to?
I'm Michael Rogers, a real estate broker with the Bean Group in Portland.
Okay. And Steve Blaze, Blaze Civil Engineers.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Checklist on this.
Where'd you get the name for the land development corporation?
Oh, it's I asked Dave. I asked that today. It's the name of a street and a lake.
Yes, the lake is between Northwood and Stanford. It goes by that name. It's a mountain.
Mm-hmm. A mountain also.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm trying to use kind of a local one.
The pond bank is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Patty, do we use a regular checklist for this?
We have not made up a checklist for contract zone, but it's in section 1.8.3.
Yeah.
And it tells us what the application contents have to be. In section C on page 9.
You're absolutely correct.
What page was that?
As usual.
Page 9, to see that.
Trust but verify.
Come on. So number one, is the evidence of right, title, or interest in the property? Do we have those in here?
Yes.
Sale agreement right here. There we go.
The quick claim deed. I'm familiar with these. Is Mr. Roberge just giving the property over with out of exchange of money?
A quick claim deed is whatever rights one has on the property are conveyed to the grantee. So
yeah, with no guarantee.
Correct. Okay. Just as whatever I have, I convey.
Okay.
It is less than a warranty.
Okay, is it, like I said, a word, absolution of ownership?
No.
No.
It just, when one warrants a warranty, warrants a deed, it goes back to the beginning of time. You're on the hook. So, in commercial real estate in Maine, oftentimes it is a quit claim with covenant. Meaning, whatever time period that I held the property, I covenant that I have the right to convey it to you.
So any money paid is not covered in
there? That is not, yeah, that's not germane to it.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Just for the record, Exhibit 4 is not a legal binding contract at this moment. Per Section 14. Is 14? 20. The top of your page is not dated.
Well, where are you, Kelly, on that?
That's A. Exhibit 4.
Purchase and sales in landowner.
Mm-hmm. Top of the line, right-hand corner. We have no date. Reference paragraph 20, which is effective date of legal binding contract. I deal with this all the time.
In Maine, the effective date is the last party on a contract to sign. That is the date that, if it is not signed there, it is the last date. So that would be, if you go down further on the signatory page, all three on 5/18. That's a good catch, but it's May 18, 2021.
So should that be put in there or not?
It should.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, the offer date, same date. The same date as the offer date, actually.
Well, what happens sometimes, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, during the, you have your initial contract date, yeah. And you go through negotiations and addendums. When everything is all fine, done and said, that's when they put the effective date, when okay. The last addendum is done.
Okay.
The other thing on that contract also is you're not referencing a legal booking page. You have an address, but no legal right of ownership.
It actually, correct.
Is that just the building?
Yep. Yes.
For grounds?
Yes. 25 cents.
It's saving me. But they do have, I'll have to mention, there's a possibility it says may have tree nuts. So well, my wife's allergic to tree nuts, so I want to make sure.
So you're going to have to make that correction?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I diverge.
Okay, number three, a plan showing location of existing streets and driveways within 500 feet of the property.
That'd be the second to last page of your packet.
Yep.
That's from surveyor Stephen Everett. It'll be this page.
Number four, a detailed statement of the proposed use of the property and precise zoning change across it and how the proposed use will benefit the town. Oh, we have that.
That's a yes, page two.
You mentioned 18 and then you mentioned 45.
Yeah, so
that's under four on page two.
Yeah, so that's referring to the schoolhouse. So we're up to 18 buildings of duplexes. Which
oh,
adds
36?
Which adds to 36, and then okay. The school business or professional office.
Well, actually. He's inquiring about the residential units. So.
No, but you're saying 45.
Yes, I mean, the max.
Explaining how to
correct.
How
we got there. In other words, you're trying to say, are you anticipating you can put 9 residential units in this?
There is a plan.
At the most.
That's right. But we're not even sure if that will occur, and that's referenced in the letter. Mm-hmm. That's really governed by market conditions.
Right.
It's also very costly to retrofit schools into resident. Very expensive. Not sure if that's.
But you're asking for that.
It's just the flexibility.
As the ceiling.
Correct.
Okay, but you're asking for it.
We're asking for it, but yet it'll still have to go through the whole process, the whole subdivision review and all that. And will it work? I don't know.
Okay, just let it.
Right.
How did you come up with 18, by the way? The two questions.
Oh, I fit them on. I mean, we took a quick. This plan, basically.
I mean, obviously, there's the buildings are there. I mean, there's
geometry. I mean, mostly.
Correct. These are two bedroom units with two bathrooms. So we want to make them purposely making them on the smaller side. Still, with each have their a garage with a common wall. And Stephen, he just really, he set it on the land that it gives nice distance from the school and the ball field, and it would blend in well.
How far is it between each unit? Sorry, I mean, I knew there's a scale there, which...
It's got to be 20, 30.
Conceptual at this point.
Yeah. Correct.
Well, I guess what I asked that, that's not, this came before us originally as a conceptual, remember we had a meeting or something? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's an answer to this question, but what determines the, let's say the maximum number of units you can put on a site? In other words, for example, I mean, we have in our rules that we have a minimum size if you have a septic system or something, you know, and all of that. I mean, why couldn't you put 20 on? Or you know, I mean, what determines? Do you have a number like square footage that
could we fit more on there if we really wanted to? Want to? We probably could.
But I mean, what determines the maximum number? That I don't know.
I guess we would end on.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, well, I don't know what the basis is. You know, is it 6,000 square feet per unit, or you know, of area?
Yes.
Yeah, so what are you asking?
I'm sorry.
What are you asking? 6,000 square feet of area
per unit.
I think he's trying to ask how they came up with 18
like how do you come
in this area.
I get it.
Stephen, that's a good question. He's the civil engineer, the expert. He tries to balance the size of the building proportion to the others, having somewhat of some distance relative.
To answer your question, there was no
formula.
There's no like set number going in. Yeah. There's no formula. I'll tell you just a couple ideas. Yeah. You know, fire code says you have to be 10 feet. Right, okay. Or it might be more. It goes town to town. It changes. Fire chief. I mean, I don't like 10 feet between units, but some cases that's appropriate. We didn't want to go that way.
Another thought: Stephen actually made this more expansive, less units. You'll see at the turns. Typically, you want to have the houses closer to the turn here. He left it open just to have more space at these at the turns. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's substantial.
Yeah, I'm just asking what you're...
Yeah, it's kind of, it's also the feel, you know, kind of the feel of it. I was, you know, my charge was draw something up that works. That's one story. Feels right, you know. So, yeah, I played around with it a few...
You've got to look at the elevation, too, and whether there's...
Yeah,
like
you'll notice...
difference in height on the property and
stuff like that. That's exactly right. And, you know, as you go, you know, the topography's a little steeper on one end of the site. You stayed away from there. But, yeah, it's a conceptual design. You know, could this work? And then further on the process, we figure out how it works, right?
Return on investment also be a consideration?
Yeah. Oh, well, absolutely. Like, if I turned around and had four units, there wouldn't be a project.
Yeah, well, cost would be too high.
And what about septic, too? I mean, since I don't want to get into the weeds, I know this is conceptual, but are the units going to, what are they going to do with sewage?
So, you know, that has to be investigated. We've preliminarily.
Can you read that? There's two subsurface wastewater disposal area.
Okay, so you're going to have two huge septic systems?
Yeah. I mean, that's the plan now. Is it designed? You know, of course not. Yeah. We might find a better way to do it.
There's pre-treatment centers. The technology is just changing. It's amazing. Pre-treatment can reduce the size of the septic field up to 75%.
What is the projected target market buyer or investor?
Mike, you're looking, sorry.
Well, yeah, we're looking, we're casting a wide net, picking up people who want to downsize empty nesters, and it could be singles, it could be couples. We're offering to the market to see what, how the market would respond to it. But ideally, setting it with the tip is, we're hedging our bet here. We believe that it would be more for older couples, older singles that want to sell their home and have single floor living. And this is in a condo ownership, so everything is done. All the grass cutting, the snow plowing, and snow shoveling would all be completed.
So these would be condos, not rentals?
Correct, yes.
If you ever go into a orchard off from Ross Road by past the police department, I call it Orchard at the States, which is very similar to this. Boatload of duplex condos, age-restricted 55 and over. I think that would be something that would be better received than looking at possibly putting another 72 kids in the school system.
Wow.
Okay, number six, a description of the property's unusual nature or unique location.
That's in the top of page 3.
Number 7, a statement setting forth the conditions or restrictions that the applicant proposes. The planning board may propose additional conditions or restrictions.
Considering fire protection in the sense of since the town doesn't have any water supplies, we have to well, actually they're all going to be sprinkled, that's
they
right
do. On the new subdivision construction
thing. That's right. Don't they all have to be sprinkled?
Yes.
So that, maybe that's not an issue anymore, although I don't know, I mean maybe it is an issue because you have these units together, maybe there ought to be, for example, a buried tank with water in them. So I mean, that's a thought. I'm not saying it's a requirement.
There are fire codes that Steve knows all about that between the walls you have to
have. We used to have a requirement that you had to have water on site for subdivisions.
Right.
Now we've changed it to requiring in-home sprinklers, but which are really to help people get out safely. They're not to necessarily put out the fire.
To save the people, not the structure.
And the beauty with one story, it makes it even quicker for people.
And they are, and they're only, and as you pointed out, there's only two units together, so if there's enough space between them, in theory, unless you live in Colorado, you're not going to have a, or someplace like that, you're not going to have a, well, we had a fire for 48, so whatever.
So anyway, the processes that will control that for us is, you know, we need fire department's blessing on all this, right? And then it'll have to meet, you know, whatever the effective building code is at the time.
So everybody agree they met the first 7 things?
Do we vote the application complete?
Well, I will make a motion that the application is complete.
Second.
My name is Rob Tito, in case you need my name for that. This is Joe Wagner that made the second. Now, is there any discussion?
I'd just like more time to go over this. There's a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And it appears to be complete to me.
Okay, but we're just voting like that it's complete.
That is complete, yeah. So.
We are saying that we are approving it.
Right, correct. Right. Just that, that it's complete.
It's complete.
Yeah.
Well, I think the applicant meets the requirements of the ordinance as far as what they've submitted.
With the complication contents.
Right, but we're just saying that this application is complete to move forward.
Okay, yeah.
That's all. This vote is on. Is there any more discussion? All in favor that the application is complete?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So now I guess we're going to set up a sidewalk?
No.
No?
The next thing we do is hold a public hearing. I don't think there's a requirement for a sidewalk for contract.
Wait a minute. Really? We have to go through the subdivision requirements, too?
No, we're just doing the contract right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not approving it.
So what's going to happen is we're going to do the public hearing, and if we recommend it, go to the selectmen, they're going to tell us to go through
the
motions for the site plan review.
Right. If the selectmen approve the contract, then they have to come back for subdivision approval.
Right.
But they're not going to spend the money to go through
subdivision approval unless they approve the contract.
Right.
That makes sense.
Correct.
So I guess we got to set a public hearing.
Yeah, we got to.
Has to be notice of hearing shall be posted at town hall, library, and town webpage at least 14 days from the public hearing. So it's going to have to go out 3 weeks.
So yeah, we're going to have to go to.
You'll have to do it the first week of February.
Yeah.
And we may want to consider, depending on conditions, looking at a larger facility.
Well, we can do the Zoom if we have to.
Mm-hmm. What would be a date, first meeting of February date?
That would be the 2nd of February. It's the first
February 2nd.
Wednesday, February 2nd.
Can we do a snow date also? So we can post that right on the, just in case, because it's that time of year, and then we don't have to
repost it?
Yeah.
Snow date, February 16th.
We'll set the meeting for 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Is that good with everybody?
Yes.
You're talking about the public hearing.
Public hearing, excuse me.
Yes. On February 2.
Yeah.
Correct.
And the snow day would be?
2 weeks later, the 16th, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, we'll do the snow day 2/16.
At 6.
Yep. I have a feeling it'll be a lengthy one, so.
Well, I don't know.
Looking forward to it.
It's Groundhog's Day.
I know, I thought about that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big day. Favorite holiday.
Favorite movie.
All right, so I guess we're good tonight. And we'll hopefully see you on the 2nd at 6 o'clock.
Let's hope there's no snow, so it'll be okay.
Oh, think snow.
Snow's expensive.
Thank you.
I haven't even burned up a tank of gas on my snowmobile yet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. I haven't used on my snow blower.
I miss those days.
Thank you.
Kid 3
has a great night.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Everybody get to read the December 15th, 2021 Planning Board meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I make a motion we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, we'll do that if you don't mind. Patty, is this your handwriting here?
Yes.
Okay. Would elderly housing units be required to be ADA? Wouldn't the whole thing have to be ADA?
That was for a different request on the same property. If you look at the date, it's 2019.
Okay.
But, and that's only when it comes up. That you have that, so if the question comes up.
Got it.
But, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe, I see you got some info back about zoning maps.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good news, huh?
Yeah, my apologies for getting back to you so late, because I've contacted the gentleman, Mr. Feldman, at Southern Maine Regional Planning, I think the day after our meeting on the 15th of last week. And he responded right back the following day. And essentially said that they can put together those maps for us. As a reason, here, we need to coordinate that effort with you. I'll tell you that we cannot get to it for 6 months because it's a book of work right now, I assume. There is a fee involved, but that would be determined. What it comes down to is once we find the narrative that describes where all the zones are supposed to be, then we can take next step of sending that information. Provided that the Board of Selectmen will be okay with price.
Well, Joe, we'd have to send them the info, then they would give us a price.
I think that's the
that's how it would work.
Yeah, I think so. I need to see more information to determine the fee.
Have you looked for the? Have you talked to the town clerk about the narrative?
No, I
haven't. We've looked, and so far I haven't found it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's a brief description in the zoning ordinance, right, of the zones.
Cursory.
The zones aren't very well laid out on the map, and sometimes it's hard to tell what is where. So what we'd like to do is get a better map built.
Does that go through Jim Thomas? Is he the one that does the maps?
He does the tax maps.
So who does those maps? Southern Maine?
I don't know who did the original map. I reached out to Brad Lodge because he does our street maps. He doesn't do our zoning maps. So I'm not sure who.
But Joe had some correspondence with somebody that does.
Yeah, Southern Maine Regional Planning folks.
In my mind, they were the ones that did the original.
The map that we do have, is there information on that? Of who, the engineer who.
Well, it's right here. It's Middle Branch, right?
Yeah, but he didn't do the zoning. He just did the streets.
I'm not sure who colored that in, Don. It's pretty vague.
I know. I'm not disagreeing. I think we
I don't have trouble figuring out what zone properties are in.
No.
You got better eyes.
But you can't give coordinates, right?
You can't read it.
Can you?
No, I can read it.
Most of them follow roads and what do not follow roads. There's only one area. I think it's on Davis Road or Huff Road that's been questionable, and I make them provide a survey showing the distances, what zone they're in. Because that's the only area that I've had any.
Yeah.
With distances, I mean, it's
you can just move
500 feet from South Waterboro Road.
Right.
Is it the center, the edge, or the right of way?
Well, yeah.
From the property line, I would say.
I mean, I think we'd like to have a survey that would actually show that on some kind of a digital map or something, I guess, wouldn't we? I mean, would that be
an
ideal thing?
Like a satellite map or
the
something.
The ideal would be an interactive GIS system that would connect you, put in the address, would zoom to the property, have the lot lines, the distances, and attached to the tax cards and other information.
Does any town that you know of have that kind of thing?
A lot of them.
Really?
An awful lot. The depth of information provided goes directly to what the municipality requests. I do know that Southern Maine Planning Development Commission, you can get probably maps with about 30, 40 different layers. You go down into York. You can have fire hydrants, sewers, seasonal water, telephone poles, manholes.
That's
more than this municipality needs. We just need the basic GIS system.
What small town that you know of that's closest to the size of Lyman that would have that kind of a system?
Good night. I don't know if Dayton has it. I know Arundel is working on it. Lebanon has nothing. I believe South Berwick has it. A lot of small municipalities from 1,200 to 3,500, 4,000 residents. It doesn't have to be a very in-depth one. I'm trying to think of a name.
But I think what we should do is, if that's where I want to go, we'll get the information to them and get a price, and then slightly can either kick it back, say no, or say yes.
I think we've already got it. Tomorrow.
If we had it, it'd be awesome, Bill.
Because yeah, we just got it from Jim Thomas.
Okay.
And mixed with the state's data on the roads.
Yep.
Their GIS data all put together with map and lot.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
I'll see what I can pull up.
You already have that?
Yes. Yep. Good.
We got it 2 months ago.
Good.
Because I do know that a number of people will not work in certain municipalities that restrict or have limited access to information such as this. It's too much work.
So let's move on to the remote participation policy.
Okay. All right. I got it. Oh, there's something in there that's hard to read. I got this one page. Am I looking at the wrong thing?
It's one page, right?
The draft. I got Town of Lyman, Selectman. Draft remote participation policy.
Yep, that's the one we got.
Well, there's two sentences that are printed really lightly. You can't read. I still can't read them. So. But I did want to point out one thing. In the fourth paragraph, it says the public will be provided a meaningful opportunity to attend by a remote method. I'm on the wrong thing.
I don't think I have that.
What am I looking at here? What are you looking at?
Got the remote participation policy kind of on the Charter Commission.
Yeah, okay, I got that.
And this one from the Board of Selectmen.
Okay.
Where's the one for the Board of Selectmen?
Okay.
Can I go there?
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, well, it's the same thing, except that... Okay, all I want to point out was, it's in the fourth paragraph. It says, the public will be provided a meaningful opportunity to attend by remote methods. And then it says, when any member of the body participates via remote method. So in other words, and the Charter Commission took that out. The Charter Commission says, in their paragraph 4, which has been approved, and it's going to be added to the bylaws of the Charter Commission, it was approved at the meeting on December 16th, 2021. It just says the public will be provided a meaningful opportunity to attend via remote method. So, the way this reads, you give the meaningful opportunity when any member of the body participates via remote method.
Right. Only if and when.
Yeah.
Someone can't make it.
Right.
So I mean, I don't. All I care about is that whatever we approve, we follow. So in other words, if we say we're going to do each one of these meetings by remote methods, to attend by remote method, that implies not just YouTube, it implies Zoom to me, then we got to do it. But on the other hand, if we leave it as it is that the selectmen have done, then the only time you got to do it is, you are required to do it, is when a member, which means a selectman or in this case a planning board member, participates by a remote method.
And I think that's the way we should go, like that, because if we want to have it Zoom, we can. But if one of us is out, it'll give people the opportunity to do it too.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that the public cannot participate by Zoom unless
one of us
that isn't what I said.
Is not. I think that's how we're reading this, though, right?
Right, and that's what he's saying, extract that.
Oh, take it out, right.
But you do understand, just because if we Zoom every meeting, it doesn't mean they're going to participate. Because, I mean, they can watch, it doesn't mean they're going to participate, because some of these meetings, the public don't participate in them.
Right. Yeah. Right. But do they have to have the opportunity?
Only at public hearings.
But only for public hearings.
We don't have to give them any right to speak on Zoom any more than if they were in person.
It would be no different.
Hearing. Right. Well, I understand that. And when they're in the public, they need to request permission to speak, right, if they want. You have the option of allowing them to ask a question.
It would be the same for the Zoom.
Well,
unless it was
right, it would be the same for the Zoom. But I think this is saying that Zoom will not be available unless
one of us. The way it reads now.
Yeah.
You don't have. And I don't just say that's wrong. I'm just saying that's what it says. So that's one point. And the Charter Commission went through that and decided that and voted that it would we would take that out, and the charter one just reads in that same paragraph, the public will be provided a meaningful opportunity to attend via remote methods, period. So,
right.
And so they allow that. And you can make a case either way. All I'm saying is whatever voted on and approved, you got to follow. And then I want to make one other point. On the very bottom there, it says the body, which means, I guess that means the planning board, will, emphasize, italics, make all documents and materials to be considered by the body available electronically or otherwise to the public who attend remotely to the same extent currently customarily available to the public who attend in person, provided no additional costs are incurred by the body. I don't know why they had to say body. It sounds like, anyway, another case, but... So that means that, if we have somebody brings plans and stuff to look at, then somehow we've got to make those so that you can see them on the screen.
Go ahead, Bill.
To address his question, one of the next year's budget items for Zoom is going to be a flatbed scan that we can take plans and put them on it and display it over Zoom.
Okay.
So there was that. Plus, there's stuff in the works that if we have PDF documents on the thumb drive beforehand, they'll be made available through your board on the website so people can access them and look at them.
Now, when you're talking the scanner, is that the same size that'll take a blueprint or standard 11 by 17?
I think they go to 11 by 17 until it gets ridiculous price-wise.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Bill, you said next year. What you mean this year or next year?
The budget we're working on for July 1st.
Next fiscal year.
Yeah. You have to budget for this.
No, but all I'm saying is that the policy is written.
Yes.
Says you got to do it now.
But that's why... In the selectman's policy, it says when practical. Because the other night, Monday,
yeah.
We almost weren't able to do Zoom because we didn't have anybody to run it. So what are you going to do if you got nobody to run it?
That was my question. Is that because someone had mentioned that taking one of the board members to operate it, well, if we're folks looking with hands up and flagging, fielding comments, we're distracted from the participation of what's going on.
We are looking at working with the school with their audiovisual department to see if people that need to do the community service can do some of that functionality. So we're looking at a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did vote in the past. I think we voted that we wanted to have, a town employee to do, for example, YouTube. We do not want that to be a volunteer because we felt that I'll say for myself, I felt that it should be a town employee, just so that because if you start getting a volunteer, then you're really imposing on that volunteer. And we meet twice a month, so it's not like an occasional meeting. We meet all the time, so you need to have somebody.
No, but essentially, you could be running into overtime for the people doing it.
That's true.
Which affects the budget.
So there's nothing saying that we can't, if we adopted the policy as it stands of selectmen's, it's not the same. We can't change that.
That is correct.
Correct.
After we get all the equipment in.
Correct. And I think the other reason why we opted to request a municipal employee is each and every one of us took an oath of office. And every employee swears to do for the best interest of the town.
I don't disagree with you.
And I think that's why
working with a budget, you know, so you got to make it work somehow.
Unless there's that confidentiality issue.
That was the other thing, confidentiality.
I personally think we should adopt the one the selectmen have, and then after we get the equipment, we can look it over again. If we decide we want to change it, we can change it. Because as of right now, we don't have the equipment.
Correct. This is a baseline that we can work from instead of having nothing.
I mean, that's my suggestion.
It can provide you an option. That's the
best. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else?
No, I'm okay with that. I just want to raise my 2 cents.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt the selectman's policy for this.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For remote policy.
Okay,
should we set the agenda for the next meeting? Go ahead, Don.
Not so bad. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know who passed, maybe Bill passed it out. At the last meeting, we got this ordinance review committee procedure.
It was a draft.
Yep.
A draft,
yes.
Okay. I don't bore everybody with comments on it, but basically this replaces the ordinance review committee. I mean, the way I read it, this describes the ordinance review committee, and it takes 5 members of the planning board, code enforcement officer, land use director, fire chief, two members of the general public appointed by the select board. So I'm not sure what is...
There's been some revisions to that, and I'll have to get you a copy of those changes.
Are you...
It's in the work. It's a progress. Okay. Work in progress.
Well, I don't know whether to be a compliment or not, but I do recognize some of the wording in here. And the point I wanted to make was that it should be clear that this basically replaces the ordinance review committee.
Yes.
It goes like this. It's going to, and also the other thing is...
You could look at it as enhances the ordinance review committee.
It creates a new ordinance review committee that's made up of planning board members. It's not... It's replacing, it's just reworking the membership of the ordinance review committee.
Restructuring it.
It is.
Right.
The idea is it shouldn't be easy to make changes, and they've got to be good, thought through changes. And we felt that those people involved in those different boards now have a lot of good input for that.
Okay, the other point I just want to make is that. It puts it on the planning board members to participate, obviously, in any of the zoning changes. But if there's not, I don't know. In fact, I was going to look it up on the town website, but I forgot to do it. I'm not sure how many non-zoning ordinances we have. We must have some. Are there any?
Yeah, we have a few.
I'm not even sure what they are, frankly.
Dog barking.
Yeah.
Traffic parking.
Push a stall across the road through the piles.
Okay, so just
that's the most popular.
Is it animal control? Not
to be too flip, but as a planning board member, I have like zero interest in those ordinances. So the way I read this, we would be required to review. Well, it's not clear enough for me. That's all. So,
and we're looking for any input into it.
Okay, so
absolutely.
Do you want me to send you something?
Yes, please. Okay.
Is that all right with the planning board? I want to say, as a member of the planning board, heavy interest on this and send you some information.
Sounds really good.
And that way you can take it or otherwise dispose of it.
We'll look forward to it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with this because right now the Ordinance Review Committee is really defunct.
Correct.
Correct. And I think we need that process to keep going, you know, to make our ordinances better, of land use anyway. There's always room for improvement.
Don, if you go to a lot of municipal websites and you start looking at ordinances, zoning ordinance is only a small portion of a lot of town municipal's ordinances. Everything from parks and everything to, like, right, dogs and licenses and everything else. Then again, even though we're zoning, we have more of an understanding, I believe, what's going on in the municipality versus someone who just maybe called once a year to sit on the committee and go, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Are you talking about me?
No.
All right, so we'll set the agenda for next time. We got on 1/15/2022 at 9 a.m. we get a site walk at Bernier's. Yep. Everybody knows where that is.
Yep.
Okay. On 1/19/2022 at 7, we're going to have Pete Nikiforakis come in at 7. And then following them will be the Bernier's. On 2/2/2022, we're going to have a public hearing for Bonnie Begg, LLC. And the snow date will be 2/16/2022 at 6 p.m. And the first one was at 6 p.m. too. Bonnie Begg. And that's it for the agenda. Any business that comes up, we'll look for issues. I'm going to make a motion that we close the hearing, the meeting.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3:30 in the morning.